Unit 5. Loss Leader Pricing Strategy. The goal of every business is simple: make as much money as possible. Sometimes, however, businesses employ a different strategy. Rather than maximizing their profits on a product, manufacturers or retailers will choose to lose money on each item sold. In other words, they will sell an item at a cost lower than the total cost of manufacturing and distributing each unit of a product. This is referred to as loss leader pricing, and while it may seem counterintuitive, it can be beneficial in certain situations. Loss leader pricing is often used to make a product more appealing to customers. Stores will often sell products at extremely low prices to lure customers. They hope that the customers will purchase other, more profitable items during their shopping trip, along with the loss leader product. Companies will also sell new products at below cost to establish them more quickly among a wider number of consumers. Once a market for the item becomes more established, the manufacturer will generally raise prices to profit-making levels. Another situation in which companies will sell below cost is when a product requires complementary products to be used. For instance, computer printers are often sold more cheaply than they cost to make. This is possible because the printers require regular ink refills, and the ink is sold for a much greater profit than the printers are. Analysts state that ink cartridges are sold at a 20 to 30% profit margin. While below-cost selling can help a company sell a lot of its products quickly, it is not a viable strategy in the long term. For one, there is always a risk of loss. Consumers may only buy the loss leader product and not more profitable products. Consequently, companies might make no profit or might even lose money. Another potential problem is stockpiling, where consumers purchase huge quantities of the loss leader product and store them for later use. The best way to avoid this is to limit the amount of each item that customers may buy. There is also the issue of price perception, which can occur when a product is sold below cost for too long of a time. This can lead consumers to think that a product should have a low price all the time.